Wave Nation. The fuck?
Wave! Nice! You already know what it is, Jay with the Prince, a.k.a. Rio! And I got my main guy, Ty. What'd he do, babe? Bro!
Yeah, what's good? You already know, they made you really building your boy to real deal top. Let's get it, yeah.
And all the way from the DMV, Mr. Larry Porter!
We still here, baby, quarantine and all. Yeah.
An anomaly, what it do, baby?
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
Excellent. Hey, yo, we back with another one, man. We all the way in here. Season 4, open more doors. What's up?
Right now, yeah.
We all on quarantine, so we kind of, most people would say you're doing the same thing. It makes me feel like when people say, when people who work from home and people who feel like they'll feel as though they don't do shit because they at home. But they still working. You got to respect that. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're in quarantine, people still could be busy. You know what I'm saying?
Working from home seems to be tougher, though.
Yeah, it is. It is because it's all self-discipline. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is you going to keep the same break time limit or no? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to clock in when you need to? Or no? Like, are you going to not?
The additional distractions.
Yes. Especially you women with children. If you got a family in the house, I don't care what professional it is or what profession it is, it's tough having children in the house while you're working because children want that attention. And they can sense or know when you're giving something else the attention. They're like little kittens. You ever had a cat and you've been doing homework and the cat, you ain't seen the cat all day until you... Till you start doing your homework, now he on top of the paper. Like, get out of here, mittens. Get out of here.
Mittens.
It's just like that. You know what I'm saying? So I wanna say shout out to all the essentials, right? Right? Or should we say sacrificial? Nah, well, I don't want to say y'all like that. But hey, do you feel like that? Do you feel as though you've been... It's always two sides to a coin, so you can always flip anything, you know what I'm saying? So it is essential because we need them. Without them, the world would stop in the working force. But it is the great sacrifice. You see what I'm saying? Because it's just like the men on the front line. We need you to go first, but most likely you're going to die. You know, so it's just like... sacrifices. So I want to give a shout out Wave Nation family that we appreciate all that you do, and we commend everything that you do. And without you, this would be a whole lot tougher situation. So shout out to all the essentials.
Such a baby.
Now, what I have noticed and which you do realize, a lot of things that seem to have mattered doesn't matter anymore. So, what do you say to that? So, just the opportunity. In this great dire situation, you always can find the good and the bad, so to speak, but also the opportunities. So, a lot of things that we deemed important is really not important, and we can really see that now. You see what I'm saying? Like, the whole social media way, you know what I'm saying? If it's social distancing, a lot of that slowed down, you know? A lot of it is a huge distraction. So I call them distractions. People may call it entertaining, but entertaining is a form of distraction. You see what I'm saying? To distract you from your everyday life. You may have a hard life, you may have an easy life, or you just may want to get away, but entertainment is that avenue that people have done so. I guess that's why athletes get paid so much when they're irrelevant right now. I don't know. I think the people who have essential jobs should get paid just a portion of the entertainment salary. Wouldn't you think?
Nah, bro. Especially teachers. Teachers should be getting paid the most.
Yeah. But if they can teach, if they can teach the proper curriculum, let's not forget that. If they got to teach the curriculum from the state, then no. But if they can go back to teaching how they used to teach, then yes, because it'll be effective. You know, you'll actually learn something, like the fundamentals. But if they can learn in towards to be educated towards a test, fuck no, I'm not paying you millions of dollars to teach me some shit I ain't gonna use when I'm an adult.
Facts. I can dig that.
Yeah, dig it with a shovel. Shit real. Shit real. But you what? You want to know what's funny? The things that we deem important are not really important. And the things that we tend to overlook are the essentials that we need. And then if you think about it, why don't we get taught these things? Why don't we get taught agriculture properly? I know some people in good schools like, what do you mean we get taught that? Yeah, you in a good school, you know. What, as a whole, you know what I'm saying? Why don't we get taught finances and agriculture? You know?
Yeah.
Or things that's going to really help you when you get out of school. Like out of high school, out of college, you know? Private schools, a lot of private schools teach you fundamentals and things of that nature, but it's not widespread. It's not on a public scale, you know? So what really matters, especially we realizing that at a time such as this, would you agree, Real?
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
I mean, a lot of people, you know, well, I ain't gonna say a lot of people. Well, no, I damn sure a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, focus their energy sometimes on, you know, things that are mundane, i.e. fake shit, like, you know, I'm gonna take it there, like your cars, your clothes and shit like that. Like, that shit is not important in a time like this. To me, I would say, like, with the time where they're talking about people dying from, you know, contact with this situation, like, I would just be really wanting to spend my time with family, you know, keeping shit like that together, you know, and building on legacy. But, you know, some people still trying to figure out, you know, when the next Jordans or, you know, the next gold chain they're going to buy and shit like that, which, you know, I mean, I ain't faulting them because I guess those things is cool too, but I just think in a time like this, we should be focused our energy on, you know, what matters most.
I agree. Of course. What matters most to you, Anomaly?
Well, I'm always a private person, and I feel like I've been feeling like the education system does not prepare people for anything other than to work forever and then to retire broke. So when we lived in a situation of a more rural area, I was actually gardening and having my son help me garden so he can see where the food comes from, how it grows, and then he would help me cook it, or usually he'd go out there and steal the tomatoes and things like that. So I try to teach him anyway. Me being mostly an introvert, this really doesn't bother me because I've been staying home.
I've been staying home,
reading, watching movies, just trying to spend time with my son. I mean, like, our spending time together instead of us going out to mother-son dinners or going out to experience things, now it's playing games and seeing his, trying to figure out his thought process around things so that I can help him better himself versus doing what they do.
Wow, I love that. I love that. That's dope. Because it's so true. Because introverts, I'm guessing I'm an introvert because I don't want to say
no, you're not.
I love this shit. She said, no, you're not. I'm not on her level, right? I'm on her level. She's like a hermit. You know what I'm saying? She's really in, you know? But yep. Introverts, extroverts, I'm both. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to use the word bi because no.
Yeah, it's called ambivert.
Thank you, Real. Thank you. I'm an ambivert. What? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
AMB.
Whatever.
Oh, some of you say AMB.
Right. Yo, who?
You get what I'm saying, right?
Son. I had a joke, but I don't know. So I like. I'm about to say, don't Floyd Mayweather me, yo. Don't Mayweather me. I can't say it. Nah, I'm fucking with you. We love the money team. Floyd Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? But nobody's immune to these jokes. No one. No one. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I could do both. But I'm really enjoying this. Because you ever woke up and be like, dang, I don't want to go to work today. Or, dang, I don't want to go to school today. You know what I want? I need to be rich. I need to be rich so I could just not do this shit right now. Guess
but that's
what?
Not how it works.
I know it ain't how it works. I know that's not how it works. But when I woke up, I was like, I don't know why, but today seems like it's going to be a great day. Shout out, Lil Yali. But I was like, yo, like, I'm okay. I'm playing a game. I'm doing Wave Nation. I'm doing all other stuff. Yo, last night, I didn't go to bed till 5:45 in the morning. Here's why.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep. Morning.
So this morning, you didn't go to bed till this morning.
That's right. That's right. You see? You see my dilemmas. But the whole, like, my oldest daughter, right? I'm really glad that I didn't decide to, you know what I'm saying, get freaking with you. I'm glad I didn't do that with my wife last night because my daughter knocking on the door at 2 in the morning, right? That's usually the time we know everybody sleep, and I don't have to be told, shh, shh. No, I want to unleash. Let me unleash, you know what I'm saying? But she knocked on the door, and I was like, oh, shit. And I was watching, you know, cooking shows and shit. And she was like, Dad, I can't sleep. I was like, well, you need to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2 in the morning. Lay your ass down. You know what I'm saying? Lay down. I'll be in there after the show. She, how long that's going to be? 40 minutes. I don't know. If you still woke, then I don't know. Lord knows, behold, she in there drawing and shit. I'm like, yo.
Yo. Picasso, why you up here in flames?
Right. I said, all right. Then I thought about it when I was a kid. Like, all right, this is the moment that can be remembered forever. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this could be one of those moments that she sit back and reminisce on when she's an adult. And I was like, this is an opportunity for me to be the coolest dad in the world. So I was like, you know what? I can't sleep either. How woke are you? Are you woke? Or you are awake? Awakening. Like, what is it? She said, I am up. I said, okay. Come with me. Then she just hopped out the bed. And my other daughter is sleeping. So she hopped out the bed. We go in the kitchen. And then we just start fucking eating snacks and shit. Drinking soda. All the shit you ain't supposed to do at 3 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Having fun.
And we having heart-to-heart conversations. We, like, genuinely laughing. You know what I'm saying? It was the best, yo. Good times. And then realized, like, yo, it's fucking 4 in the morning. And we laughing like it's 2 in the afternoon. Like, yo, we about to get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? We about to get in trouble.
Better be quiet.
Right. Like, with that light come on in there, I'm blaming you. No, she's like, I'm blaming you. So, we had great conversations. We broke bread, you know what I'm saying? It was the best. I loved it. She loved it. And we bonded, you know? We got closer. You can always get closer with your children. So, we just stayed. And then we went back in the room. My other daughter woke up. She was like, what's going on? We bonded. And then I'm just like, don't wake up the missus. Because I'm so scared right now. Both of the kids up. I'm scared. We got to go to bed, guys.
This guy's all out there, Tom.
Right, son. She be regulating, yo. But then we just sitting there and realized, like, yo, it's gonna be breakfast time by the time we try to go to bed. So I just laid there and I went to bed at 5:40. Woke up 2 hours before the show.
Stop.
Yeah, yo, like, shit. I was, what the fuck? If we don't do it, Anomaly, it won't get done. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed. Agreed.
Facts. But that was my little segue on what matters. You know what I'm saying? To piggyback off what Terrell was saying, join your family. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the things that you love and do the things that you love. But you want to know something? They say that you should take advantage of the opportunity, right? But when you are a creative person, it's not just about opportunity. You know, you got to be inspired. You got to be in the mood. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking like all the things that I can do. But if I'm not inspired to do so, it won't be as proficient as I would like. You see what I'm saying? So I want to dispel that right now. I don't want all you entrepreneurs, all you independent people to feel like you ain't shit right now because you're not taking advantage of the time that you have. Don't come out of this with zero. Come out of this with something, but you got to force yourself. You got to motivate yourself in your way. You got self-esteem, self-motivation, because you got it. This is the perfect opportunity for you to perfect your plan or create a plan or even execute. So don't waste this. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a crisis, but a lot of things can get done in the midst of a crisis. You feel me?
Definitely. They can even learn something new, add to what you already have, make yourself more valuable.
Exactly. Enhance yourself. This is the perfect opportunity to enhance yourself. And even the people who travel for work and do all the things of that nature, if you're at home, look at the money that you're saving. You see what I'm saying? You got to look at it from all aspects. But I will say this. A lot of things that you're seeing before you is not new. And I behoove you to really look into what's important and why the things that are happening the way they are. Don't be that person who knows everything. Don't be that person to not believe the twist in the movie. You see what I'm saying? Because even though we're dealing with this the way we are, and a lot of businesses are shut down, a lot of people are staying at home, you with your family, a lot of people, I can't stress this enough, you know what I'm saying? You have to enjoy the people you love and make sure you call in the people that you call your friends, because we don't know the aftermath of what is taking place or what is going on right now. And I'm not saying this to be spooky enough, but what I'm saying is that who's benefiting from this, you know? And I want people to wake up, snap out of the spell, because a lot of people wasted their life. I wouldn't say, like, that's harsh. Let me put a disclaimer, because what I'm about to say is going to piss some people off. And I don't want to be like, I don't care. But, you know, let me say it in high def. Did you hear that, guys? I just want you to know that it was sincere from the bottom of my heart. But I'm putting a disclaimer for the people that will listen to our show who don't realize that we felt this way.
Limited time offer. No purchase necessary. Offer valid at participating locations. Void where prohibited. No animals were harmed during the production of this soundboard. Subject to change without notice. Side effects include dry mouth, occasional pig snort or two, sore stomach, teary eyes, achy jaws, and whatever tingles well. Laughing heart.
Okay, we're back. So, a lot of people, I wouldn't say, and correct me if I'm wrong, which I'm really not wrong, but a lot of people have wasted a lot of time in these environments and these institutions, you know what I'm saying, it would be for times such as this. Like, to all ye healers, all ye churches, all you gatherings, all that shit, where are you now? Time and time again, crisis happened, and you are no-shows. How many prayers or how many words of encouragement that you're going to send out? Where's the action? Where's the execution? Where's the preparedness? All you do is consume. You consume. So, I don't really care, because I don't. But it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with sicknesses. The healers, you can heal me from a cold, you can heal me from sickness. all y'all get together and heal the planet. The whole planet is sick. And I know I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. The whole planet is sick, and y'all, quote unquote, that's what we pay y'all for, right? That's what I'm paying for. I feel like I'm paying for insurance, time and tithes and offerings. What am I tithes for? What am I offering to you? Can you offer the people some relief at this moment? Or are y'all waiting for it to end so y'all can say y'all healed it? Like, what the fuck? You know, what the fuck? That's all coincidence with these motherfuckers. See, it was us. It was the Lord. Nah. A lot of people don't have an identity without it. That's what makes them so fucking ferocious when you tell them truth in their face. If you dying or you sick, that's not always the Lord, quote unquote. That's not always God, if that's what you believe. That this fucked up shit is happening. It's not always His will. And if the Lord works in mysterious ways, you cannot never figure it out. But think about it. Why would He put His people through that? Or why are we going through that? Because He's not. People can have the option. People have the opportunity to do fucked up shit. You have a choice. So your fucked up choices, don't put that on something else. It's an scapegoat. All this shit, you can't pay your bills. What about all, it's like an insurance policy. How much did you pay into it for you to reap from it when you're time of need? But how much did you pay into that, to that system, and you can't even pull a fucking dollar out to save you in your time of need right now?
If I would have known what I know now, I would have been an insurance agent or lawyer.
Right, talk to us, Porter. Why would you?
Because they get money hand over fist just by, or a preacher too, excuse me. I would have been a preacher as well too. It's never too late for that. But
it's never too late for that.
But the thing about it, they get money hand over fist just by communicating with you. Just by saying, just you give me this just in case shit happens a lot of times. Insurance agents give money just in case shit happens. Well, if shit don't happen, they still keep all your money. But if you need it, only can do, they give you a value of what your injury should be. And you've been paying money into it the whole time. But when you need them, they give you a percentage of what you give them over the years that you had it. That's crazy.
It's robbery.
Not even that. Even when something happened, you still got that deductible, even more money that you have to pay them before they'll do what they need to do.
Anything.
You haven't met that.
Bingo. Bingo.
Bingo.
And then see, like, sometimes I grew up Baptist. I learned a lot of religions growing up, but it seems like now I try to overlook it, you know, and I try to, you know, hope for the best. But a lot of times I see that, like, I'm paying the preacher to tell me something that the Lord was going to tell me anyway. If so, He was supposed to tell me anyway. If I'm looking for Him anyway, right?
Right.
If I seek Him, He's going to tell me what I need to know anyway. But it's like I'm paying a pastor, preacher, whatever title I give them, to tell me the same thing that if I seek Him, He's going to tell me anyway.
Right.
It's just mad.
It's madness. But think about it like this. The mind is impressionable. And if you seeking the Lord, quote unquote, wouldn't the Lord tell you that, what the fuck you doing? Why are you listening to Him? If you sought me out, and I'm gonna tell you the truth. So has this entity told you that you shouldn't be in that institution? It's foolish. You know better. Have that ever crossed your mind? Be real.
It's just how we were taught. I gather in place that right, we all right. Could practice.
You dodged that question better than Trump. Did it ever cross your mind, Porter?
Yeah, it crossed my mind that well, I'm paying a guy to tell me what it taught us that there are sometimes I feel like I'm paying a guy to tell me what if I seek the higher being, the higher one. The same thing that he's going to tell me, the same thing he's telling that preacher or pastor, whatever, he's telling them the same thing that, and I'm paying him to tell me that, basically. You know, so, yeah.
As we can see, guys, Porter is currently going through this right now. That's why it's so hard for him. I'm trying to set you free in the quarantine, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different now. It's different now, you know?
Guilty as charged.
As charged. But it's real, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I understand Porter so much because, you know what I'm saying, a majority of us been through it, you know? And, like I told you before, everybody who know me, like, the stuff that I've been through and we have gone through and had to come to that realization, too, as well. It's true. You feel foolish afterwards because so much money you poured into it, and not just the money, it's your time, your effort, you're putting your family into it, and you're forcing these beliefs on yourself and on people you love. And you even willing to go to the highest extent because you want to please something that you don't know if you have a real connection with or not. Because you continuously never look within, you always look outward. And that's not the case. The answer lies within.
Right. If people would sacrifice other things or people for that being.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
I mean, sacrifice.
What the fuck? That doesn't sound crazy. That sounds insane.
Different.
You know what I'm saying? To be an eternal God or be someone loving and caring and so spiritual, I gotta kill my brother or kill my son or kill somebody and that ain't him or her. That ain't it. You know what I'm saying? I think that can't be. I think somebody fucked with the scripture that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, yo. Like, it's all pro-life. So why am I killing to satisfy you? You know? It don't make sense. A lot of things don't make sense. And trust me, I'm not up here saying I'm a fucking non-believer or I just hate the word. No, I've been in it for years and I just see it for what it is. Just like many of us who escaped the Matrix, you know? Once you escape the Matrix, you can see it for what it is. And then if you can see it for what it is, you it's hard for you to placate or go back to it. You know, I just want people to gather back their life, gather back their time, because it's really consuming. It's really consuming. And then you never really do or fulfill your life because you spend your life trying to please someone else and living for someone else when you never lived for yourself. Exactly, people. Exactly. Let's give a moment of silence for Porter's
Yeah. Facts. It's just mind blowing sometimes what now with this quarantine, and it's opening your eyes to a lot of things. And it might sound funny, like divorce rates going up, just people interacting more than what they usually would interact with to each other during the week, during this week, sometimes even a month. And it's just crazy how people now starting to realize each other, oh man, like, I didn't know you were this type of person. And it's just spooky, man. It's just spooky. And excuse me, everybody should come out with something, with a trade, with something that you learned throughout this thing, because this is going to be so much different when it's all over. Right now they know algorithm. They looking at all the research data that we're even from working at home, how many buses we need. Right now the census is going on too. Do your census.
But so many things are going on at this time.
Now he just advocated.
But there's so many things going on right now that is going to dictate the rest of our lives. Probably 5 to 10 or the rest of our lives. Let me just not jump on the rest of our lives, but the next coming up, whatever happens after this quarantine is going to dictate a lot of different things. Some good, some bad, man. So just be prepared, man. Be prepared for this.
Why wouldn't it? And then from a business standpoint, it's because we had a point where this is a true, this could be a true reset, you know? We don't know what they're doing out there. We don't know what their this plan was, if this was planned all along. You know how I think. I think a lot of shit is planned. A lot of things doesn't happen by coincidence. This is too large of a scale to not be capitalized on.
The middle class, man. The main thing is going to hurt the middle class. And I, doing my research, just looking at, just observing a lot of things. That's the first thing that all economists, analyzers, everybody that says the middle class is the one that's probably going to be destroyed after this. And then, kind of when I really do my research, if you want to do a reset, start with the middle class and everything. So you have two classes, rich or everybody else is fucking poor. So.
Right. I mean, have y'all seen the movie The Dark Knight with Bane?
Yeah. The Dark Knight Rises, right?
Yeah. Just say with Bane. Everybody just know.
Yeah, Bane.
Right. That's exactly what they did. You know what I'm saying? Bane, he quarantined New York, took the rich people out there, ivory towers, and then the poor, lesser class took over the city. And so, if it's no more middle class, the rich and poor, I mean, that kind of looks grim. It looks like that could be a thing, but a lot of people is not going to let that happen, you know? So we really don't know. And a lot of people is waiting for some chaos shit to happen or some looting shit to happen, you know what I'm saying? But if you loot, what's the purpose? Because what if what you're looting is not going to matter? You know what I'm saying? What, you're going to steal a TV? You're going to loot, you know what I'm saying? You're going to loot the Foot Locker or something? Like, what you going to do? And then what if the money is not even going to be the same anymore? Like, what if they take all the paper out of circulation? So if you loot, are you going to be rich for like that week or rich for that day? Like, what are you going to do? I would say this, though. I may participate. I'm not going to. Run! I'm not going to sit up here on a fucking high horse. All the horses are high, right? Because you ain't riding no pony. Why do we say that? Anyway, I'm not going to sit up here on a high horse and be like, no, civilized citizens. I wouldn't. Hell yeah, I'm doing this shit. Like, I just might do it, man. I just might do it, you know? And
they need a real Captain America. With a real Captain America, please stand up. That's what we're going to need right now. We're really going to need some real Avengers coming up soon. Right. Just get your cape and your shield ready.
I don't know. My wife thinks that I'm not a good person. And I was like, I know I'll be on Wave Nation talking reckless, but it's for the show, you know what I'm saying? It's me, but I know what I can't do, you know what I'm saying? Shit, it's fun. You know what I'm saying? It's no harm. But I was like, why would you think I'm not a good person? I'm just stuff that you say. Like what? She said, for instance, take the supermarket. Like, what happened at the supermarket? And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but she had a point. But then again, did you? We was at the supermarket and I seen this fairly overweight guy trying to get the tissue off the second rack. And it was the only pack of tissue left, right? And he was really struggling. And so I told my wife, I'll be right back. She didn't know where I was going or nothing like that. I go and I help him. I say, hey, big man, you need some help? He was like, thanks, bro. Yeah, thank you. I was like, no problem at all. You know, we got to help each other, right? He was like, wow, I didn't think it was people like that anymore. No problem. So I gives him the tissue, right? I goes back to my wife. She was looking like, oh my God, you do have a heart. And I was like, what? Why would you do that? And then sure behold, I said, what if I went over there, helped him get the tissue, and walked off with that shit? helped him get it down, but it went with me and stared them down like, I wish you would. That did cross my mind. It did. You know, it did. I looked at, I wanted to be like, you know, I could really take this tissue right now, son. But that ain't me. Just because we have thoughts doesn't make who you are. We all have fucked up thoughts. Tell me I'm wrong.
Sometimes you gotta learn that.
Sometimes anonymously. Sometimes.
Yeah, just a little bit. You gotta balance the scales. You right, can't be right, all
right.
good.
Right. No, you can't. I mean, it just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting like, yo, like, man, what the fuck? Like, you gotta be that guy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do what it takes. You know? Gotta do what it takes. But I did think it, but I didn't do it though. So that gotta count for something.
Yeah, he lucky you had tissue.
He lucky I did. Why you, Terrell? You know it, yo. Real deal though. That's the only thing that stopped it, cause I already got mine. You know what I'm saying? It's the only thing that stopped it. But what are some situations that you've been in that question who you are?
I used to work in a store, a lot of stores, but this particular store, I used to get these really strong urges to just, like, people be bending down, looking at something, and I want to just push them into the racks and just run. I mean, the urge was so strong, I have to hold my hands so that I don't do it. That tests me.
What the fuck? Please don't tell me this was Chuck E. Cheese.
No. This is when I was in Germany.
Oh, my
it was just
God.
Because, like, it was just because. I mean, they're down what? There, and it's just like push them. I mean, Shut and then run away giggling.
Shut up! Right.
Evil
That's funny.
Now, mind you, I worked on a military base. So I worked on a military base. So, I mean, it would be like a military person or their spouse or a dependent. It was just because I didn't do it, but the urge was strong.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Forget you protecting our country. I just want to be like you.
No.
Yo, could you imagine that motherfucker just get up like, what the fuck? Who done this to me? Who done this? Real deal, what about you? You ever did some fucked up shit? Question who you are?
Not all the rip that I can talk about, but yeah.
That you can talk about?
I knew
that.
There's
things you just can't talk about.
I knew that shit. I was like, why the fuck did I ask him? Because, like, he can't talk about it. He can't talk about it.
Yeah, when the sexual limitations is up.
Say no more, son.
Yeah.
All right, boy, say no more.
Yeah.
Porter, what about you, sir?
That it's the same thing.
Is
like,
anything that God can forgive you for, or your pastor?
just like real deal. He's just like, man, I can't remember myself a lot of them. But it's been so many times. It's been like anomaly said, just. The urges, it was one time like this. I just wanted to help one guy so bad. Like, I had an older customer. I worked in banking and everything, but I had an older customer. Like, you know, we have this thing called elder abuse. Like, when you just feel like the guy just being abused, when the elderly, they feel like they're being abused, taken advantage of. We had to report. But we had this guy, like, he was a POW and everything, and he was getting money for retirement, from had to pay and everything.
And basically, I just felt like he was getting elder abuse. And what really, that it was coming, it was an older white guy. But he was just so nice, man. He was like really nice. I wanted to help him so bad. And a black lady was his nurse. And we think she was doing sexual favors for him.
And he tried to stop her money.
I want to see where this is going. Like, he was getting like a couple G's every month, man, and he was kept coming in the bank asking for loans and accounted overdraft, and I'm like, why? What are you doing, man? I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, and he be like, yo, I'm helping people.
You're not talking about the economy, like, are you? Nah, I can't say nickname. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah. But it was, matter of fact, it was, y'all probably, it was before I left, man, that time. And the lady, and I'm looking at him, and like, he's driving the old Lincoln, man, Lincoln. I'm looking at his nurse. She's driving a souped up Chrysler 300. I'm like, and I mean, he was like, yo, I'm putting that door to school. And he was like, yeah, you know, my caretaker, basically, you know, I try to look out for it, sitting that door to the school. And I'm like, yo, you getting the bills, you know? And I'm like, and she coming to, like, telling me, like, yo, stop getting this business, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm handling this.
What?
So, you know,
I'm handling this.
Yeah, like, yo, he's okay. He's living his right now. Ask him. Like, she's just telling me to ask him. And I'm like, I'm getting my manager and stuff. Like, all right, ask him. But, you know, when that line where I'm like, yo, she's like, yo, anything I need. She asking me, like, anything I need. Like, she wanted, Christmas time was coming up. She was like, Mr. Porter, you help. You know, you help us a lot, you know. And I think she's trying to bribe me.
You think?
Like, you know, because he comes to see me a lot.
What does she look like?
You know, she comes to...
What does she look like?
Yeah, no, she was like... And I'm like, man, I said, like... I like, hope she just twinkling your balls or that, like... You know? She's my friend. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm looking at that, like, yo, she come jewelry down everything.
Damn.
I'm like she telling me, like she be nice with me. She nice, but she knows she don't want me to stop that gravy train. So Christmas time was coming, she be like, Mr. Porter, you need it? What you want from me? I see you like polo, Mr. Porter. I see you like a little Ralph Lauren. She said, I got something for you. And I was like, oh man, and I was like, yo, she had this mean polo shirt for me. Mean, I mean, like,
dang.
Like, yo, I got your gift, you know, and she was showing it to me. You know, she was like, I can't share it, I can't, you know, bring it in here, come out and get it. And I was like, oh man, I'm like, I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. I still had to put an elder abuse claim on it. You know. He was mad at me because he like, Mr. Porter, they keep asking me, am I okay, am I being taken advantage of? And I was like, that's just procedure. They have to go through that and stuff. But he was like, yo, if I would have took that polo shirt, these little things and everything, I just felt like, you know, I go through these morale things so much, but I was like, but, you know, it just...
But it's all perspective, you know, it's all perspective though, Porter.
Yeah, man. You know, you just know your business and your values is, and continue on with it, because we're going to need some good people. You know, we're going to need some Ricks, we're going to need some Carls, we're going to need some...
Yeah.
We're going to need some Darryls.
It brings us back to what we said earlier. What matters? What matters right now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're gonna need some people, man. We're gonna need some people because, you know, it's just gonna get worse, and it's not worse, but we're gonna depend on each other so much more coming up. this is where your churches, your mosque, your whatever religion that you are, this is where they're going to come in at, because charity, the donations, the different things, this is where we're going to need each other at, man.
You see what he did there? It's okay, Porter. Come to terms. Come to terms with you, Porter.
Yeah.
We just said this is why we don't need it.
But we're gonna need each other. We're gonna need each other, not
mega churches and mass. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna need each other.
Yes, but
we gotta figure out what's the value, so we know where the value is at.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what we're looking for, the value. Because say if the church changed its structure and algorithm, and the mosque changed its structure and algorithm of how they operate, I ain't saying that can't happen. I ain't gonna say it can't, but it's not gonna happen, because that's what they built everything off of. But if they really changed it, and then it's really for the people, and there's some true healing and true power to behold within it, then that's different. But the current structure and the current way they're operating, hell no. Why do you need it? And then people coming together, people was doing that before religion.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need that. We don't need to play right now. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But you are right. People do need to come together. And when people have come together, you have true unison. That's when power can become. It's just like when people singing. You ever wondered why when people sing together, and all the different people, all the different walks of life, all the different styles, all the different tones, people's voices, when they sing together, it becomes one voice?
Right. But individually, it sounds whack. I would say like one of the found heartbeats, like, together.
I think this is stage, the first stage in change is denial.
I just
blessed us all with this wisdom. You know what I'm saying? He had to come with the joke. You know, like, it's okay. It's okay.
Together we can sound like the five heartbeats, but individually we can be totally wet. Yeah, no. That's why
you need each other, Porter. That's what we're saying. Porter gonna fight this. It's funny, man. He's so funny. But real deal. Talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, that basically is what is that? Like, you know, me personally, at this time, you know, you especially as entrepreneurs, I would think. When I say more so what's the value and where's the value, it's like, you know, whatever you do, you got to figure out what's the value in it and where the value is at. So for me per se, the value is, you know, doing for the people in the sense, but more so also for myself at the same time, but more so for the people, as in, you know, with this information and knowledge, like, a lot of people is really focused more so on, you know, the survival of things. Which I get it, but, you know, past surviving is like, if you just focusing on surviving, it's just like, you know, you just got the food and shit like that. But if you worrying about, you know, thriving and really like creating a meaningful thing, like you were saying with your daughters and stuff like that, I think that we should, like, if somebody do art, they do music, you should do some shit like karaoke in the house, whatever, like, just focus on shit like that personally. And that's where we should be at. So,
wow. Very well spoken. I would agree. I agree, because the value of things is what matters. But I know that entrepreneurs think of the next big thing, what we can do in the quarantine segment, but until you fully know what's going on, we don't know the ideas of what you're doing is going to be effective when everything is different. So I just say, keep your ear to the street and try to see where you fit in, you know what I'm saying, and how you can add value and contribute to the way things are going to be in the future, you know. And just to clear it up, I don't want nobody thinking that we're a bunch of atheists or we're bunch of godless folk. That's not what it is. I know y'all ain't say that, but I just want to make that clear because I know I'm about to hear that shit after this show.
Why you go in like that?
Right.
Porter, why you there, Porter? Why are you
It's the devil, Porter. They try to distract you. You pay me my tithes, Porter. I need 10% of what you earned.
Where's the W-2s at, Porter? Where's the W-2s?
Tell you some shit that you already know. I need 10% of what you earn when you go to work. I need 10% of your essentialness, Porter.
Yeah. Where's my that Porter? Let me see your W-2. You see, if you don't let me see your
W-2. You ain't clocked in. Why the fuck I gotta give you anything? Damn. The Bible says the woman who gave her last was most blessed. And a rich man won't see heaven, man. What the fuck? If the eternal Lord, why does he care about mundane things? He don't care about money. He don't care about any of that shit.
Right.
So why the fuck we putting a price on it?
Yeah, that if what you say like that, that is the stupidest thing, man, when you realize it.
Like, you put value on it. It's like the Lord caring about Bitcoin.
Let me check Bitcoin's stock today.
Right. He don't care. He doesn't care.
Bitcoin went up today, so people have to eat more tithes, people.
Right. And then people want the easiest shit. As long as I told you about the Lord today, I've done my good deed. Isn't that right, God? Big G?
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket. Pooh balls. Pooh balls. But, yeah, man, like, I'm just get real with you. I believe there's a higher power. Most people will be contrary to what I'm saying. But I do. I don't think this is by accident. I don't believe in Darwin's theory the way people do. I think everything has its place. But to say that there's no chance it could be, I think that's foolish to say. Because you want to explain your way through everything, I think it's foolish to do so. Because you don't know. And a lot of things are theories and hypotheticals. Even the professionals use theories and hypotheticals. That means there's it's their opinion, it's their information that they've gathered that come up with the conclusion to the answer, the result that they're saying. It doesn't make it a fact. New information presents itself all the time. That's why things change. The body, to me, the human body is too complex and it's too intricate to have taken place on accident. If that's the case, why isn't all the life forms, according to the Darwin theory, why do we still have guppies? Why do we still have, you know what I'm saying, monkeys, if we supposedly came from them? If we haven't evolved fully, how did they stop in evolution and we continue to go on? It's just a simple answer to that. Because it's not true. But, this is Wave Nation, man. And I just want people to, the whole idea, it's the wave. It's the nation of free thinkers, creative entrepreneurs, a free nation of people who are on a different wave, you know, who go against the current and not just flow with it. We have all the information, man. You already know what it is, man.
Wave!
Nice.
We're ready. We told Porter it's a new type of church, huh?
Yeah. Porter the type to visit Yeezus church.
Hey, I like the album though. Jesus is King, go get it. It's on our platform. Kanye West.
But I would love to talk to Kanye, yo. You know what I'm saying? And I won't even be on no shock shit, gotcha shit. I just want to have like a real conversation, man. Cause we love Kanye. But I just want to hear from him without none of that Hollywood bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I just want to sit down and talk to Kanye, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Nah, Malik, any last words?
No, I think we covered it all.
Right, exactly. Exactly. How are you faring through the quarantine? What are you doing to make the time go by?
I am reading and I am spending time with my we do have a space outside where we can get out and actually get some vitamin D, get some sunshine, and get some exercise in. I still wake up at 4 a.m. That has not changed. So, I mean, yeah, it's necessary because, like, he has homeschooling now, and I am a part of that because I want to make sure he's understanding, not just going through it on the computer. So we talk about what he's going through, what he's learning, and I want to make sure that he's learning it and not just remembering it. So I get up early and I work out. I'm working on a blog right now. And after that, I make breakfast, get him up, and then we work on his work throughout the day.
Aw, spoken like a true mommy. Nice. Nice. What about you, Porter? How are you faring through this?
Right now, man, I'm just digging deep, just learning more different things. Right now, I'm investing more in the stock market, just looking at different algorithms right now, and just really learning, just digging deep into it, the other side of it. We know the financial gain and the financial revenue of it, but we don't know the real nook and crannies of it. So I'm just doing more research on that. Just enjoying my time off, man, back working out myself. I'm trying to stay healthy, and then just learning, getting in touch with, in tune with my body, and then it is in tune with the peace of mind. Like, well, I don't have peace of mind per se because with other things going on, but just getting my body just relaxing times because I was always so busy. You know, some spring cleaning.
Nice.
You know, some spring cleaning right now too.
All right, that sounds good, right, guys? Factory. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, right now, getting lit. You know the vibe.
Always lit, man.
You know the vibe. You know the way. We outside. But nah, we're doing that, you know, and even more, you know, studying, you know, figuring out what the hell going on, you know, 2020, what the fuck. I don't know. It's crazy out here. You know, just trying to figure out what's going on with the Rona. Is it the 5G? Is it this, that, and the third? So, you know, we just focusing, studying more, you know, being more in tune on that end. You know, I wouldn't say that, you know, I'm doing anything different pre-Rona, but, you know, just more of, you know, whatever's going on. That part. So,
no doubt. But fantastic, you know.
And Mario, how are you getting through this tough time?
I'm glad you asked. I'm trying to make sure my pull-out game's still strong.
Yeah. Oh, real quick too, like for all the entrepreneurs, any mothers that have to get daycare, families, everything, man, anything that they offer right now, try to take advantage of it. At least put an application in for the disaster, for the PPP, for the personal paycheck protection. Look into it, man, and if anything that I tell you that, man, just try to fill it in and send up an application. The only thing they can say is no, so, hey, just put it in. If they give it to you, great. If they don't, okay, man, but anything that they're trying to give right now, anything that the government offers, just try to take it, try to make it to it. See if they'll tell you, you just go for it, man. Because right now, you need everything you get from it. So just take advantage of it.
No, word.
Shout out to our census representative. Like,
you know, this can help more buses, more stores is needed in our community.
I heard you.
When did you start working for them, Porter? You sound like me when I first discovered the Fire Stick.
Did y'all know what you can watch up here?
Right, right. It's revolutionary. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Jehu the Prince, aka Rio. With my main guy, Ty, what it do, babe, bro?
Yo, you already know your boy, the real deal, Ty. We in the building, Wave Nation. You know, follow us on the gram. We active, you know.
And Mr. Larry.
Still surviving, man. I'm learning through this quarantine now.
Yeah.
I'm still out there, but I'm learning while I'm in quarantine.
Right. So. Hallelujah.
Yes.
An anomaly, what it do, baby?
We already know play safe and it's the perfect time to get creative.
Create people.
Not create people.
Right, I just heard him. I'm trying not to right now, Porter.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
I'm getting lazy.
You know, they probably always. You do have your doppelganger out there somewhere. So
I'm going the fuck home. Bye. Wave Nation.